You're listening to SBS News.
The so-called Mexico City Policy, or MCP, prohibits the distribution of United States funds to organisations engaged directly or indirectly on the issue of abortion. The policy, which has been rescinded, reinstated, and expanded several times since its inception in the 1960s, is named after the city where it was announced. Now, the Trump administration has again extended the ban to groups which already comply with it, but give money to other organisations which don't. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he won't allow taxpayer money to underwrite abortions.
As a result of my decision today, we're also making clear we will refuse to provide assistance to foreign NGOs that give financial support to other foreign groups in the global abortion industry. We will enforce a strict prohibition on backdoor funding schemes and ad runs around our policy.
Critics say the move will hurt reproductive and maternal health care in developing nations. Phoebe Ryan, the chief of International Planned Parenthood Federation's Australia and New Zealand office, is one such critic.
We expect that it will cause a further chilling effect in the way that organisations can operate and partner with one another around the world. And ultimately, it's going to lead to dire consequences. When women resort to unsafe abortion, for instance, many of them will experience lifelong disability, and in the worst case scenario, you may see women dying as a result of infection.
Chris Turner, the executive officer at Murray Stopes International Australia, says women and vulnerable groups in developing countries will be most affected.
The effects go far beyond the issue of abortion. The implication is very serious for communities around the world who rely on the international community for support to their health systems.
Anti-abortion groups in the US have praised the Trump administration's move. The Susan B. Anthony Fund is one such group, saying in a statement,
"We are excited to see Secretary Pompeo taking additional steps to ensure that Americans' hard-earned dollars are actually used for health assistance, not funneled to groups that push abortion."
Another group, March for Life, feels similarly.
Taxpayer dollars should not fund abortion, here or abroad. And respecting the inherent dignity of the unborn person goes hand in glove with our country's foreign assistance and humanitarian work.
Donald Trump expanded the MCP days after his inauguration in 2017, expanding the ban from covering $600 million US dollars of family planning money to all international healthcare aid. Phoebe Ryan explains.
The Trump administration essentially expanded the policy when they reinstated it in 2017 to an unprecedented degree, around $7 to $9 billion of US foreign assistance was implicated. The latest interpretation is again unprecedented.
Chris Turner expects his organization will feel the pinch.
The removal of all U.S. funding from our budget at the moment means about a $50 million gap that we aren't able to close. And that, we estimate, will mean about 1.4 million women and girls won't be reached with a method of reproductive health service that we expect we otherwise would have provided.
The Australian government says it aims to provide the same range of family planning services and contraceptives for women in developing countries as afforded to Australian women, subject to the national laws of the relevant nation concerned. However, Australia's overall aid budget has been slashed over the past 5 years. The Lowy Institute says the cuts have left Australia at an all-time low when it comes to aid generosity. Given the Trump administration's expansion of the MCP, Mr. Turner says Australia should consider revising its aid cuts.
The Australian aid program is absolutely vital and hugely significant. Since 2014, however, the Australian government has reduced the aid budget significantly. We at Murray Stopes would certainly like to see funding return to the aid program and within that a greater priority on health and population issues.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.